Good morning again, my brothers. How good and how pleasant it is for us to come together on this thoughtful Thursday and thankful Thursday to celebrate the fact that God is still in charge of all things. We come together, and I welcome you to this corporate and collective and continuous prayer cycle. We come together each day to humble ourselves on behalf of the entire brotherhood of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. We come together to fortify our faith and to bolster our beliefs, and to match our beliefs with our behavior, and to match our lessons with our living after the call is over. I encourage those of you that would like to get your prayer requests included in our daily acknowledgement to proffer those prayer requests by way of emailing us at praying omegas, O-M-E-G-A-S, omegas. No punctuations. It's just one word, prayingomegas, @gmail.com. I would ask that you would get those prayer requests in no later than 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Daylight Time in the evening so that we might have time to prepare to present those prayer requests and the praise reports before the Lord with the brothers hearing and also acknowledging our time together. It is always good to have our former grands and our current grants on the phone, our district officers. We're especially delighted today to know that God has blessed our former grand chaplain to arrive safely from the east, and now he's back in the west. We thank God for his safe arrival, and we thank God also for the daily presentation that comes to us by way of our former grand bachelors, our media past grand bachelors, GB40. Dr. Knox, if you're on the line, we love to hear from you this morning. I ask that all of you would rise in spirit as we acknowledge Dr. Tony Knox. Dr.
Amen.
Knox. Thank you, Reverend Doctor. And brothers, I come rise in spirit to you and thank you for this opportunity to be here with you as we come on the call and hear the God Father speaking and brothers coming in and really checking on each other. And to hear Reverend Doctor come in when we worry about him as he's flying across country and from country to country. God is just good. God is good, and we see that every day. And I talk to brothers who are going through some things, and they're beginning to come out of them. They recognize that it's God, and there's a change. There's a change that's come over Omega, and the praying Omega men have had a lot to do with it because we recognize that it's not us, but it's God guiding us and putting us in a position to be able to do certain things. And as we go into this season, this voting season as the Martin Luther King weekend, the talk will come up now about voting, and they're looking to see who's going to lose. And we're that organization. The people that we had that were successful in November, they're already going after them and trying to throw things in the mix to create issues for them. But we have to support them. We have to support those who are supporting our community and doing the things that we need done to make a difference. And we have to find those candidates that's going to be true to us. So, brothers, I know I'm speaking to the choir, and like I always say, I need the choir to go back and sing to everybody else and make sure that we're all on the same page because we are one. We are one, and being one makes a difference no matter who or what it is that we pursue. Working together as one, there's nothing that we can't accomplish. So, brothers, I thank you every day, Reverend Doctor. I thank you for the opportunity, and I thank you for what you do and the difference you're making, and I love you all.
And we love you as well, Dr. Knox. Thank you for your encouragement, your advice, your instruction, and we ask that God will continue to bless you and keep you and your family safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. My brothers, again, it's always good to present every other Thursday the delightful voice of Sixth District Chaplain, who has been with us from the beginning, who helped a former Grand Chaplain organize this call, in fact, and did much of the legwork to get this started. And we acknowledge that today and ask that you would pay attention now and give ear to the Sixth District Chaplain of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, Minister Ray Johnson. Minister Johnson, you have the microphone, sir. God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Grant. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate you and all the brothers on this call for all that you do. Today is January 17th, brothers. We are asked to read Genesis 48 through 50. This is day 17. The title is The Last Days of Jacob and Joseph. As Jacob's life in Egypt draws to a close, he summons Joseph's two sons and blesses them, exalting the younger, Ephraim, over the older, Manasseh. As his final act, Jacob prophetically outlines the future of his 12 sons. His desire for burial in Canaan testifies that the destiny of the nation still lies in the promised land. Joseph also dies after a faithful and prosperous life, and adds his prophecy that God will one day liberate his people. Brothers, as you read these chapters, 48 through 50 in Genesis, you'll find that 48 and 49 will tell you about the blessings of the sons of Joseph and the sons of Jacob, and the last words of both. In chapter 50, you'll read about the death and burial of Jacob and also Joseph, and read about their last resting place as well. My daily walk. On a scale of 1 to 10, I want you to rate yourself on the following two statements. Number one, I am a forgiving person. Number two, I am quick to forget offenses against me. Joseph exhibited the quality of full forgiveness with his brothers. After Jacob's death, the brothers feared revenge, even though Joseph had already forgiven them. Their pleas for mercy moved him to tears, and he assured his brothers that he had totally forgiven them. If you have experienced God's forgiveness, you have a great motivation to forgive others. In what relationships have you not forgiven an offense? Talk to God about it. Thank him for the peace that only total forgiveness can bring. A word of the day. For most of us, forgiveness comes easy after we've gotten even. For most of us, forgiveness comes easily after we've gotten even. In our insight, the scepter referred to in Genesis 49:10 represents a monarch's authority as a symbol for kingship. In the case of the coming Messiah, the rod represents Jesus' authority over all nations, as in Psalms 2:9 and Revelation 19:15. But as the good shepherd, Jesus has a different rod, one to comfort and protect his flock. You'll read about that in Psalm 23:4. Jacob's prophetic blessing, the blessing of Jacob on his sons in Genesis 49:2-27, was intended not only for the 12 living sons, but also for the tribes that would come after them. The longest blessings given to Judah and to Joseph are filled with many possible references to the Messiah. Judah's greatest descendant is Jesus Christ, who is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David. Amen. That's the end of our meditation, brothers. Now let's take this all to the Lord in prayer. All the things, all the prayers, all the issues and challenges, the things that I've received and perhaps haven't seen. I've received a number of things, brothers, and first of all, we want to acknowledge all of these requests, prayer requests. I've received one from Brother Stephen DeVault. He wants us to pray, continue to pray on a daily basis for those afflicted with mental health conditions. We'll see that today we'll see many people out on the street. At one time, they were in the mental health institutions, but the government decided to let them out some time ago. Years ago, decades ago. And so as a result of that, we're seeing more people now being afflicted, and even in our families, et cetera. And a lot, and also we see people that are being afflicted with alcohol abuse, substance abuse, and other things, impairing their addictions. And we pray, we want to pray that they pursue the professional assistance that's needed today, and that their spiritual wellness, their medical health, their family, their employment, their financial blessings and other things, their housing needs are all taken care of. The ever-diligent Ernest Hall, E.D. Hall, has lifted a prayer for, wants us to pray for Brother Bernard Fisher, who's hospitalized in Philly. I heard him on the call this morning. It's always good to hear Fish One, that strong, resonant voice, that wise voice from Philly. He also asked us to pray for Betty Thomas, who's recovering from a stroke. And we're asking for, we will be praying for continued healing and recovery for Baylon Hopkins, for Brother DeAndre Clark, for his sister Beverly Eaton, for Karen Hunt, for Brother Michael Jackson, for Scrappy Jordan, Brother Scrappy Jordan, for Tim Little and Johnny Core. We'll be lifting up also Ron Mitchell, who is a dialysis patient. We'll be lifting up also and thanking God for the healing for Virginia Jackson. We'll be thanking God also for the blessings over the cancer patients. And we thank you, Father, that they are healed now. Those patients include Brother Richard Barfield, Zoe Barnes, Brother Rick Bassett, Darnella Gaskin-Barnes, Betty Jean Lucas, Malia Spears, and Gladys Herndon. We're thanking you, Lord, for their healing now. We thank you also that Shirley Gaines and Franny Hall and many Doris Cummings who are living in assisted living facilities, we thank you that the caregivers in those facilities are taking good care of them, loving care of them, and they're not abusing these individuals or any of those individuals. We thank you, Father, that as these people are in these aging, in these nursing facilities, that they are being well taken care of, their minds and spirits are strong as well. We thank you. We will also be lifting up GB30, Ed Brannon, as he suffers the onset of the aging process. As far as aging, we also want to acknowledge that Ethel Cooper, Hattie Perry, and others like Rhonda Benson. I mean, Ethel Cooper and Hattie Perry are also undergoing the onset of the aging process. And we want to also ask for blessings over the caregivers as well. Rhonda Benson has been suffering with shingles, Father. You know what's been going on there. We just ask for blessings over her. We ask for blessings also for Brother Ever Diligent Ernest Hall's sister, Ava, and also for Don Benson. We thank you also for, Lord, we also, you know that Brother Blessed West Gumby has sent in prayers asking for senior brothers to be blessed in the fraternity, the undergraduate brothers, the former and current Supreme Council members, and many of them are on this call today, such as Charles Bruce, and I heard KT, and I heard Omega Man, the graduate Omega Man of the Year from the 10th B. We're all on, Father. We thank you, and we just want you to lift up these brothers and continue to keep them focused and close to you and in your will. Father, we're going to be lifting up all the undergraduate brothers as well. We know that you are with us. We know that you will continue to guide our ways, and we thank you for that. We also received a prayer request from Brother Lee Bernard, who's asking for prayers for his line brother, YE69, Don Sias, as he buries his wife tomorrow. Brother Calvin Mayo has submitted prayers, requesting significant prayers and fervent prayers, effectual prayers for his niece, his three-month-old niece, Hazel White. She's still in the hospital, hasn't come home yet. We will be lifting up prayers, Father, that she will be strengthened, she will be emboldened, and she will be able to come home soon. Whether it's in 2 weeks or 2 days, we know that you will make it happen. We thank you also for Brother Charles Moses, who finds it not robbery, who continues to send in prayers for his brother, Theodore Green, down there in South Carolina, who was diagnosed and recognized as having stage 4 cancer. Lord, we received messages. We received prayers from the Haynes Point Wonder, Larry Lewis. And we thank you that Brother Ray Summers is recovering from a stroke. You know all these things. We're just thanking you now, Lord. Well, we will be thanking you in the prayer that all these things are done, that Brother Raymond Davis Jr., who's recuperating from surgery, we'll be lifting up prayers for Brother Charlie Williams, who's boss of the Data Uslan chapter, who's scheduled for surgery today. We will be lifting up prayers for Donald Duck Davis. Lord, you know what has to be done. We thank you now that has to be done. We thank you also. We'll also be lifting up prayers for Brother Reverend Frank Smart, who's battling stage 3 colon cancer. We thank you for Essie Johnson, who's now taking chemotherapy and chemo treatments for bone cancer. And, Lord, we will be lifting up Rayford Johnson as well, her caregiver. Lord, we also received prayer request for Gary Keel, who is recuperating from shoulder surgery. We'll be lifting up prayers also for Monique King Kersey, attorney who is recuperating from surgery. We continue to lift up Doug Spears and Ed Farmer as well. Lord, we have also received prayers for Brother Paul Pradia as he recovers from losing his wife. And we will be praying for God's comfort and mercy over him. Lord, we thank you now for these things. We thank you for the prayers that we've received and the ones that haven't been received. We thank you for the brothers that are on this call on a daily basis, getting up this early hour and taking that robbery to get up and worship you and praise your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we are strong men of God. We are mighty men of valor, lifting each other up, supporting one another. And, Lord, we thank you now for all these things. Oh, Lord, you who sits on high above the heavens, high above all the heavenly hosts, you are the Most High God, or El Elyon, the El Shaddai. Hallelujah, the God of all gods. We thank you that you are the maker of heaven and earth. You are our creator. You are our sustainer. And yes, you are our protector. You are the just God of all the earth. You are the judge of all the earth. You sit in the high court of heaven. You, Lord, execute righteousness and justice for all that are oppressed. You are the Lord of the Sabaoth, the host of the heavenlies. You are the ruler of all, the God of angelic armies that fight against our enemies and avenge us of our adversaries. Besides you, there is no God. Because of your great love towards us and all mankind and your love for justice, you forsake of not your saints, but come to our aid on this earth to uphold the justice upon which your throne in heaven and your kingdom on earth rest. The enemy has been oppressing your children, has been resisting the church, has been resisting the fraternity. We now pray that you will work to dismantle everything that is out of line with heaven's government. Hear our cry and be gracious and hearken to us. Restore justice and judgment in all of our situations for your love, for you love righteousness and you hate wickedness. Bring your righteous judgment upon our adversary against all that he's doing. Punish and penalize him for what he's put us through. Every suffering, every humiliation, every sickness that we just read about, everything that's been done, every shame, every embarrassment, every loss, every entrapment, every sickness, and every attack. Satan, he is the perpetrator behind all those injustices and evil that's come against us through people. So we ask you to deal with them and deliver us out of every affliction. We thank you, Father, for the names we've lifted up. We thank you. We're not going to just continue to pray every day for those names. We're going to thank you every day that healing is here now. We're going to thank you that as Brother Edie Hall is now completely free of cancer, these other cancer patients will be free. We thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you that all the names called, the ones that needed to be called and aren't called, that they will see the miraculous healing of you today. We thank you, Father. Restore us also everything that he has stolen from us. He's stolen from our ancestors. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we will indeed be restored. We were stolen from our land of Africa. We were brought over here. We know not our name. We know not our land. We know not. Many of us have never stepped foot on our homeland, a land full of riches and resources that others have gone in and exploited and stolen from, gold and different minerals and diamonds and all types of rhodium and all types of gems and jewels. Lord, we thank you now that we are indeed the mighty men of valor, ready to tear down walls. But again, restore to us everything that's been stolen. Stolen from our ancestors, and everything that's been delayed, bring it forth now in this season. Lord, we thank you for the release of inventions. We thank you for the release of ideas. We thank you for the release of concepts. We thank you for the release of opportunities now. We thank you for the release of discoveries of businesses, of industries, of ministries, of creative ideas, of relationships, of contracts, of rewards, of inheritance, an increase that has been fraudulently held up, misdirected, sabotaged, blocked, stolen, and or destroyed. Lord, we ask for you now to execute your vengeance now against the enemy speedily and bring to us the full recompense that is due to us as redeemed heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, that we may advance your kingdom in all the earth. Crush the oppressor. Crush all wickedness and establish thy justice among men and women. Father, we thank you. We ask that you do all these things according to your word. And you say in Proverbs 6, if the thief be found, he shall restore sevenfold, and he shall give all substance of his house. Father, we thank you again that our former grand bossless Tony Knox is on this call every day. We ask for blessings over his family as well, over his wife who's been looking over him and working with him and by his side over the last 8 years or 20 years or however long they've been together, Lord. We thank you for her as well. We thank you for her mind and spirit, for her sense of beauty and peace at all times, for her sense of being in control. We thank you also for their children, their grandchildren, the blessing we declare and proclaim and decree blessings upon them. Lord, we thank you that they will stay close to you at all times. They will not sway to the left or to the right, but they will continue to stay close to you. And they'll be able to love their grandchildren and enjoy their grandchildren for many, many years and decades to come, full of joy, full of blessings. We thank you that our brother Staccato Powell, the former grand chaplain, has arrived back in the States from Cyprus. We thank you also that as he traverses the world that he is blessed, he's in good health. We thank you that his daughter is blessed. We thank you that his son Staccato is blessed. We thank you that his brother Thad continues to be blessed as well, and his nephew Gabriel is also in full health. We thank you that his speech patterns are full, Father. We thank you that his mind is sharp. And we thank you also that as we go out today, all of us will be sharp. Our minds will be sharp. Our tongues will be sharp, witty, Father, full of you at all times. We'll be focused on you. We thank you that brothers, I don't care if you're brothers like Randy Harrison, Charlotte, or if you're all the way down in Atlanta with Tony Lester or T.J. Hurley, or if you're down in Mississippi like Burrell Whitworth is, or up in Lincoln Heights, Ohio with Virgil Thompson, or Brother Brown and the Jesus Lady out there in California. We thank you, Father, that all these brothers are being blessed. We thank you that brothers like Ben Foster up in Connecticut are continuing to bless you, Father. It's coming on strong and writing new books and writing new bestsellers, Father. We thank you also for all these good brothers all up in the Philadelphia area. And I just want to ask a special blessing over Brother Fish One, Brother Bernard Fisher. He's lying in the hospital. He's on this call, Father. He hears every word that we're saying, and we know that he is loved. Know that we have good prayer warriors, effective, effectual, and effective prayer warriors who are warring on his behalf, that he will indeed come out of there and will come out soon. We thank you for all the brothers up there and Mu Omega and Kappa Omega and Tau Omega and all the other chapters. We thank you, Father, for everybody who's on this call. It's tough to start naming names because you're going to leave out some. We thank you. I heard the former DRs, like Brother KT, that are on the call. We heard Brother Abram Lyles. We heard Brother Charles Bruce. Lord, we just thank you for all these brothers who think of that robbery to get up and worship you and praise your name, Father. We thank you for that. We thank you now. We thank you, Father. We just declare now that today is our day. We're going to take it as the mighty men of valor would take a day. We're not going to be timid. We're not going to be cowering back in a corner somewhere, but we're going to walk out bold. We're going to walk out strong. We're going to be blessed, Father, because we know that the Holy Spirit is in us. And then with the Holy Spirit in each and every one of us, we shall walk boldly with our head high, with our eyes front. We will see and overcome any obstacles in front of us. we thank you that we can walk strong. And people, again, they're going to see it. They're going to say, Brother Gumby, there's something about you. I see you opening the church at 12 o'clock today. Something's going on. Where is it? Brother Eaton, as you're down there in Charlotte, something's going on. I don't know what it is, but I got to have it. Tell me, and we'll have the opportunity to be able to talk to people today. Brother Ball, James Ball, who recently penned his brother, his son. There's going to be something about you if you walk about today in the Postal Service. And people understand, what is it, brother? And you'll have the opportunity to share with them the goodness of our God, the goodness of you, Lord. And we thank you for that, brothers, for all these things. We thank you for the brothers that are on this call. We thank you that the brothers are heeding your call, Lord. Yes, we are ready. We were designed for a time such as this. We thank you for our grand chaplain also, who is also on this call on a daily basis. We thank you that his wife, Dolores, is fully healed, fully recovered. We thank you that his daughter, Lakeisha, is also fully healed. Father, we declare all these things done. We declare it done. We believe it. We decree it. We receive it, and by faith we have it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we are covered in the blood from the top of our head down to the soles of our feet. We thank you that we're blessed out to the outer extremities. We thank you that since we are covered in the blood, we are now healed from all sicknesses. We are healed from all afflictions. We have the authority to go out and take the day and own the day. And, Lord, we thank you now in the name of Jesus and all the brothers on this call. Join me in saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen, brother. Amen, brother. Amen. 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 Amen.